Join Pastor George Izunwa on a journey of genuine God encounters through the Word of God. Through the teachings of Pastor George Izunwa, you will gain knowledge on how to triumph over challenges and transform them into testimonies. For more information and testimonies, contact us at 0702-5000-950 or 0702-5000-951. Experience the power of God's Word. Jesus exceeds expectations.
Let me take the third one. We know an intelligent God exists because research points to the biblical account of human origin. Now, scientists that believe in the Big Bang and those who don't believe have one agreement, that if there was a time that the earth started with light, that there'll be what is called radiation afterglow. Science agrees to that. That if there was a burst of explosion of light that started what is called the universe today, then there's what is called an afterglow. If fire burnt in a house now, and you pass there'll be smoke and there'll be glowing fire. If there's a radiation, if there's a burst of energy that started the earth, there should be an afterglow. The people that believe that the earth is eternal insisted until in 1978, a man called Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson, they won a Nobel Prize in physics for discovering the afterglow of the earth. So the people that say the earth has no beginning, their mouth shut up. That ended the argument. Two persons won a Nobel Prize for discovering the afterglow of the radiation of the earth. In 1989, NASA, that's the American Space Agency, launched a $200 million satellite called COBE, C-O-B-E, Cosmic Background Explorer. They wanted to explore the background of the universe. It cost them $200 million for that one satellite. And the mission was to use the cosmic background radiation that those two men discovered to trace how the earth was when it began. The man that led that something is astronaut George Smoot. And the assistant to him is John C. Mather. In 2006, both of them won a Nobel Prize for physics and astronomy for that research they did. But when they were announcing the research, the man that led it, George Smoot, said something strange. He said, if you are religious, he's not a religious man. If you are religious, what we saw is like looking for God. What did they see that convinced them that man was created? Look at their conclusion. They said, the explosion and expansion of the universe was precisely tweaked to cause just enough matter to congregate to allow galaxy formation, but not enough to cause the universe to collapse back in itself. He said, if there was a slight variation one way or another, there would be no universe at all. He said, somebody was so accurate in all he did, and they began to search back that light. Brothers and sisters, they were able to trace that light until about 400,000. If you are taking years of the earth, they were able to trace to that level. You are asking, what did they find? A man, Robert Jastrow, he's also a NASA scientist. He is not a Christian. He doesn't go to church. He's a scientist. Look at what he says. He said, the details differ, but the essential elements in the astronomical and biblical accounts of Genesis are the same. He said the chain of events leading to man commenced suddenly and sharply at a definite moment in time in a flash of light and energy. How did the Bible describe it? God said, let there be light. And there was light. Science says that everything the research shows that the earth started with a burst of light and energy. After all their research, they may not know who the particular God that did it is. But the man said the biblical account from other accounts, he said this is the most accurate. Am I talking to somebody here? Only the man that did it can describe it. How did Moses 6,000 plus years ago, know that the universe started with a burst of light and energy. What scientists only discovered in 1992? Only the man who did it could have told him. So there's a God that created. And we know that God because he told us in the book he wrote. The people did what they call COBE, Cosmic Background Explorer. They looked at the background of the universe and found that out. Before they did it in 1992, Moses did it when God said to him, enter the rock and you will see my backside. He entered the rock and went to COBE. He explored the backside of and came out and told us what he saw. He saw radiation. Just like they saw radiation. And they said, the earth started. Sir, if you don't believe the Bible, what else do you want to believe? Don't sit in church and say, I don't understand. Is there really a God? There is a God. Listen, Islam has a holy book. Ikanka has. Hindus have what they believe. After all their belief, science has told you which one to believe. All of them told the story of how it happened. Only one story is provable. So if your own story is only provable one, then the other ones are called lies. Now, it's not just knowing, but the most important thing is having a personal encounter with that God. When you catch that encounter, everything shifts and everything changes. And Jesus is the doorway to that encounter.
In today's fast-paced world, we all need contacts and mentors on social media for inspiration, motivation, and more. You can connect with Pastor George Izunwa on all his social media handles. Follow him on Facebook at Pastor George Izunwa, Instagram and Twitter at George Izunwa. Connect and let's take the journey of greatness together.